Credit cards are kind of like bees. They're necessary and can produce great things, but if you mistreat them, you're gonna get stung.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
I was recently stung by a yellow jacket. I haven't been stung by one of those since I was 10 years old, and man, it hurt. It felt like a pin being shoved right into my arm, and the pain lasted for about 3 days. Part of my arm turned red, and it hurt and then itched. Not fun. You want to know what else is not fun? The consequences of credit card abuse. A few weeks ago, I did a podcast about the glory of refinancing your home. And that's all well and good. I think refinancing can be a great thing if the shoe fits. But let's run this scenario. You've got a mortgage going for a 4% interest, and with rates about 3%, you do the math and conclude it would save you a lot of money. So you call up your mortgage broker and say, hey, let's do this. He says, great. He crunches some numbers, and it'll save you thousands of dollars every year. Fantastic. You give him the go-ahead. Only he contacts you a day or so later and tells you that you are not eligible for that rate. How can that be? Rates are low. My rate is high. I want to save money. Let's do it. Not so fast. You have to qualify for the rate. And qualification is based on your credit score. You've got to have a good credit score in order to get good rates when taking on new loans. And a refinance is indeed a new loan. So what happened? Something as simple as one late payment on your credit card. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about today, the correct usage of your credit card. So I'll put my stake in the ground publicly right now. I think credit cards are a good thing, and you should use them. I don't believe it's a good idea to completely avoid them. There are some financial speakers out there who disagree with me, and that's okay, that's fine. In my opinion, the benefits outweigh any potential negatives of using a credit card. The idea of not using a credit card is that if you don't use it, you can't ever get into debt with it, which is a perfectly sound philosophy. It's all about discipline. If you're trying to lose weight and you know that you don't have much discipline when it comes to snacking, then I would say you should never buy soda or cookies, because it'll always be there and the temptation will be too much for you. But there are plenty of people out there that do have discipline and can lose weight while still enjoying the occasional soda or cookie. That's how I view credit cards. If you have no discipline and constantly get into debt with credit cards, it's probably a good idea for you to stay away from them. But if you're a responsible individual, if you have some discipline, then I'm all for them. And my guess is since you're smart enough to take time out of your day to listen to a podcast about personal finance, you're probably one of these people who have the discipline to use credit cards. I'll give you two advantages of using them correctly, as well as two consequences of using them incorrectly. Benefit number one, if you pay your credit card on time every month and stick with it, you can boost your credit score. This shows that you are a responsible adult who can manage their debts and make payments on time. This is a good thing. This is why I highly recommend using a credit card every single month and then paying it off. What I like to do is link all of my automatic monthly bills to my credit card. So I'm paying my Netflix bill, my phone and internet bills, things like that on my credit card. That guarantees the credit card is being used every month, and then I pay off the balance every month. So I'm never paying any interest, and it helps my credit score. Benefit number two, these credit card companies like to give you things. You can earn all kinds of points that you can trade in for things. Last year, I took a flight out of the country, and I paid almost nothing out of pocket for it because I had accrued points from my credit card company that I traded in for the cost of the plane ticket. It took me years and years to accrue those points, and I kind of forgot about it after a while, until I took a trip and thought, hey, I wonder if those points can be used to cover the flight. So that's just a really neat benefit that can pay off over time. Now, here comes the bad part if you misuse them by not paying on time. Bad consequence number one. If you make a late payment, even just one late payment, it can ravage your credit score. And we don't want that to happen because you never know when you're going to want to take out a loan. Life happens and sometimes you need to borrow money. Or the refi example, it might be a good deal right now and you want to take advantage of it. So you just have to have a good credit score to do that. Late payments devastate your credit score. Number two, just one late payment can make the interest rate skyrocket. When you get those credit card offers in the mail, take a look at the standard disclosure that they send you. They're required by law to disclose everything to you, and the one thing that they'll tell you there is the rate that they'll charge you if you make a late payment. And I've seen those go as high as 29.99%. That's insanity. I'm going to make a guess here that if you fall into the category of person that makes late payments, you have a problem with discipline. And if you have a problem with discipline, then you probably have a balance on your card. And to pay 30% on it is just brutal. So this is an easy message. Use credit cards every month to help your credit score and to earn points. Pay off the balance every month and pay it off on time. If you don't, you run the risk of messing up your credit score and becoming a slave to debt. Don't let that be you. And on that note, I am all done. Thanks for listening. Now go have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESISTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.